People convicted of assaulting police officers in Wisconsin could face additional jail time if prosecutors prove the attack was motivated by hate. An assembly committee held a public hearing on the issue Thursday at the state capitol. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the hearing yielded compelling testimony.
Currently in Wisconsin, people face additional penalties if convicted of hate crimes based on race, religion, disability, or sexual orientation. Republican State Representative David Steffen wants to add police officers to the list. He says there's been an alarming jump in incidents across the country.
The National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund has reported a 163% increase in ambush-style shootings of law enforcement officers in 1 year, 2015 to 2016. That, for me, is a clear message that there's something that's going on that needs to be addressed within our community, within our society.
Adam Day says he had a life-changing experience at a fundraiser last summer. Day is a sheriff's deputy in Grant County.
I was confronted by a man who felt that he had had a negative experience with law enforcement more than 10 years prior, telling me about his hate for me and his hate for law enforcement. His words quickly turned into actions. The young man physically attacked me, landing punches to my face and to my head, all due to one experience so long ago and now his hate for police officers.
Day says he and his wife, who witnessed the attack, still suffer from trauma related to the assault. He says his assailant was arrested and is now serving jail time. Yet Day wants the committee to approve the penalty enhancer.
I stand here asking you to pass Assembly Bill 48. I ask you to do this for the thousands of police officers who are willing to risk their lives for you in a moment's notice.
One person opposed to the measure is Mark Herstand of the National Association of Social Workers. He claims including penalty enhancers for police officers would weaken Wisconsin's hate crimes law.
So at a time when there's been such an increase in hate crimes, vandalism, and threats against racial, ethnic, religious, and sexual orientation minorities, the last thing we need to do, in my opinion, is to water down hate crimes legislation.
Another skeptical person is Democratic State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa of Milwaukee. She says people choose to be police officers, unlike the folks the current law protects.
People of color, and myself as a member of our lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, is that you're equating race, religion, color, disability to a job. And so therein lies the dilemma that you would equate a job with folks' identity that cannot be removed at the end of the day. So tonight when I go home, I won't hang up my Latinaness or my LGBTness. It is, in fact, an inherent part of my identity.
Committee members will vote on expanding the penalty enhancer in coming weeks. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.